Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening and welcome to the show. This is the Science of Yes, and my name is Pam Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach. I'm a life coach and a business consultant, and I live in the world of yes. I work with transformational practitioners, spiritualists, wellness coaches, and people who struggle to turn their passion into a profitable business in life. I help them create a thriving business which is aligned with their life passion. So I'm specialized in getting you organized for success in your life and also in your business. I teach you how to run your business as a business and not as a hobby. So you'll make money, you'll take it to the next level, wherever that might be for you, guaranteed. So I want to talk a little bit about my opening song, which a lot of people ask me about. So in life, as a coach, a lot of things that I do, I use movie analogies because I'm a big movie buff. One of my favorite movies of all time is the animated film from Disney, Aladdin. Robin Williams plays the character of the genie, and what you're hearing when my show opens up is his song that he sings in the beginning when Aladdin first rubs the lamp and he comes popping out. He tells Aladdin that he can make 3 wishes and he can have anything he wanted. Aladdin was a little confused about that and he wanted a little bit more explanation. Well, in explanation, what the genie did was he sang the song that you hear when my show opens up. You ain't never had a friend like me. So it's not that I'm bragging or saying that I'm the genie in your life that will grant you 3 wishes. But what I am saying is that you ain't never had a friend like me. But I'm also saying that the universe is the same. When you make friends with the universe, you're making friends with the energy that could grant any possible dream that you have. Anything you want in your life is available, and all you have to do is ask. So basically what the genie is telling Aladdin is, I'm the best friend you'll ever have because all you have to do is open your mouth, say what you want, and it's granted. So part of my training for my clients and for people who want to open up their life to receive the abundance that is their birthright, you ain't never had a friend like me. I call myself a yes coach, and my process is the science of yes. Now, why do you think I call my process a science? You see, I specialize in supporting right-brain people to achieve spiritually what left-brain people achieve intellectually. So you might ask me, but why science? Why do you call it the science of yes? So let's look in the dictionary for the definition of the word science. Definition: the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. Whoa, that's a mouthful. So what you want to get clear about that in life, through observation and experiment, I'm going to show you how to burst through to take the actions necessary to achieve whatever goal you want in life. Whatever it is you've always wanted, what you ever wanted to do, what you ever wanted to have, what you ever wanted to experience. You take charge and you make things happen. And you make it happen in a time frame that you didn't think possible. By simply being a yes, you expand your capacity to have anything you're willing to say yes to. So when I say be a yes, I'm not talking about semantics or simply the word yes. And I'm not just talking about positive thinking. I'm speaking of a mindset and how you live your life and who you be and the actions you take inside of that. That's right. There is who you are in life, and there is who you be in life. And what I'm teaching has everything to do with who you be and what you do as you are being that. So if who you be is yes, and what you do is sourced by yes, then what you get is a life of power, passion, and fun. And that's all there is to it. It's not complicated. So my offer to you is to take on the coaching that I'm delivering, and it will support you, it'll empower you, it'll validate you. Whatever structures you need, we'll provide it. Whatever you need so that you are a powerful force in your life, in your business, and those people who have creative and spiritual minds. And most importantly, if you're presenting or serving or selling spiritual-based, heart-based services, then what you want to do is create, design, and deliver programs, trainings, workshops, seminars, whatever it is that you do, inside of a business modality, despite the fact that you are very, very spiritual, very, very free-form, you can still run your business other than this. Do you want to be your own boss? Do you want to be a business owner who could make a living and actually achieve abundance and prosperity as an entrepreneur? If you're spiritual, if you're a health wellness practitioner, if you're a creative artist, a musician, an actress, a singer, even if you're not even sure what it is you want to do, but you know you want to do something creative, I'm your go-to guru. I'll get you started. I'll take you to the next level. Whatever level you're at currently, we'll get there and you will succeed. So what I do is I coach and guide and train and advise and help you to grow so that you break through and expand your capacity in whatever area where you're needing that, whether it's marketing yourself, getting new clients, whether it is providing whatever structures you need to package your services so that you can actually offer them as products and services that you can deliver online, in person, wherever it is that you need to focus your attention, you know, and whatever is blocking you from doing that. And I know that people do have personal and business blocks that keep them, sabotaging them, and stop them in their tracks when they're up to something, they're creating something, or they're moving their business or their life forward. It's not so much that you might think that you can never make a living at whatever it is you want to offer. You have to go take a regular 9-to-5 job, J-O-B, so that you can pay your bills, you can pay the rent, you can put gas in your car and food on your table, and that what you do, your life passion, your love, the thing that makes you want to get up in the morning, that's something you do on the side, almost like a hobby, out of pocket, unable to really forward it, unable to pursue it because you need to pay the rent. I spend a lifetime as a legal administrator and operations manager. So inside of that, I have a lot of experience and really can show you the structures that you need to put in place so you can run an effective, viable, and profitable business. I also spent years leading programs inside of personal development, communication, team management, and I spent that time empowering individuals to achieve their best results. So I can work with you to enhance your ability to create the life of your dreams by design. And how you go about creating the life of your dreams is you have to actually have a foundation for what it is that you're out to produce, out to create, and out to design. And a lot of times people are very unclear what it is that they want to create for themselves in their life. So, you know, it starts there. It really does. And I understand because I've been there and I've had to create from scratch the things and the necessary tools and structures and put them in place. It's not complicated. It really isn't. And it's work. I won't lie to you. Not necessarily hard work, and it's not necessarily difficult work, and it's not necessarily easy work. It's work. That if you want to create for yourself the opportunity to be an entrepreneur, to be your boss, to be the person in charge, then you have to be willing to do the work necessary to roll up your sleeves and sit down and actually focus, taking daily action towards your business becoming successful. You know, it's like when I use the analogy of Aladdin. You know, the genie who is telling Aladdin, you have never had a friend like me. He's telling Aladdin that whatever it is that was happening in your life before, that's over. You have a friend now, me. You have power in your corner now. You've got some heavy ammunition in your camp. You've got punch. You've got pizzazz. You've got Yahoo and how. And all you got to do is rub that lamp. So, you know, that analogy I use all the time, I really believe that that's the universe talking to you. That's the universe saying, you've got power in your corner. If you look to me and you open your mouth and ask, you can have anything you want. What will your pleasure be? Life is a restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. So when you sit down in a restaurant, you don't go to a restaurant and sit down and say, don't serve me pancakes, don't serve me sausage, don't serve me eggs, I don't like those. Don't start out ordering what you don't want. When you go into a restaurant, you sit down and you order what you want. Consider for a moment that the genie is singing that song to you, that you're in that cave, you know, in the Arabian Nights, and that you just rubbed this lamp, and this big blue Robin Williams-sounding genie came floating out and said to you, what can I do for you? I'm in the mood to help you out. And you consider what he's offering, and I ask you, what would you ask for? Do you know? I mean, what is there on your menu for you to choose from? Because it's all available. A new home, a new car, a new romantic partner. What about your career? Anything, anything you want is for your life is available. You know, as I say this, I think you might, those of you who are listening, be thinking, well, this sounds like the law of attraction. And you might be, you know, right there. A great deal of my teaching is based, grounded in the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is very, very powerful. It's the law of the universe. Whether you believe it or not, whether you invest in it or not, it's just like any other law of the universe. And there are many. We live our lives inside of them. We operate inside of them. And whether or not you believe them or don't believe them, you live your life honoring and respecting them. For instance, the law of gravity, what goes up must come down. You understand that there is some invisible force in place that when you go to a high position and step off, you will come down, that something's pulling you down. You're not just going to float down. You're going to be pulled to serious injury if you're up high enough. Gravity is pulling you. And it's the understanding of the law of gravity that made it possible for the men who created things like the airplane and other inventions that utilized the law of gravity to go in motion and to fly. The law of gravity is the law of the universe. And you honor it, you respect it, and you live inside of it. Don't question it, don't resist it, and don't poo-poo it at all. You live your life inside of it, whether you understand it or not, whether you can distinguish it or not, is irrelevant. You don't go up to tall buildings and jump because of the law of gravity. It's the same thing with the law of attraction. The law of attraction is actually the belief that by focusing on a positive or negative thought, a person brings positive or negative experiences into their life. It's an attractive magnetic power that the universe draws energy together. And inside that energy, just like the law of gravity is part of the universe, the law of attraction is a part of the universe. So the opportunity inside of the teaching of the science of yes is, what do you want? So how you would coach that question is, I want a new career. Can I have one? Can I have a new career, Pamela? As a yes coach, I would say to you, yes, you can. How could I get that new career? I mean, I'm working now at McDonald's. I'm a cashier at McDonald's, but what I really want to do, what really lights me up, what really turns me on, is I want to be a caregiver. I want to, you know, help heal people with holistic, you know, methodology, not general medicine. I don't want to go to medical school. I don't want to learn general medicine. I want to use essential oils. I want to. This is what I dream of. This is what I want to do. Can I do that? My answer to you would be yes. The answer is yes, you can do that. Now, here's the part that I'm going to say now that will make that possible for you. Inside of the law of attraction, a lot of people who teach the law of attraction forget one critical piece, and that's the piece I address in the science here. Yes, you can have anything you want. Yes, by stating, I want an holistic healer. I don't want to work at McDonald's anymore. What can I create? Can I make a new career? Yes. Now, here's the next piece to that. You now need to take the actions correlate with your commitment to be a holistic therapist or nutritionist or whatever that is for you that you want to provide on a level where it's your career. You want to know, can I have that? Even though I'm 37 years old and I'm too old to go back to school, can I have that? Yes, you can. So now that you know the answer is yes, the question then is, now what? Well, now you take actions that match your commitment to do that. So you want to use essential oils. You want to use herbs and you know, holistic therapy. There are trainings that will teach you how to do that. If you don't already have that training, then you need to go get it. You're not going to open up shop and start a business. You know, the whole point is that you take action that are correlate to your commitment. So if you say you want a new boyfriend, you know, that's the thing that comes up with a lot of people when they're questioning, like, what is it to be a yes, okay? So what is it to be a yes to romance? Let's talk about that for a second. So you're sitting in your room, and you're alone, and you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, and you want a new romantic relationship. And you say to the universe, like Aladdin said to the genie, How can I do this? And the universe says to you, you want a new romantic relationship? And you say, yes. Okay, here's what there is to do. Go out in the world and start asking people on dates. What comes up for you when I say that is all the stuff that's in the way of you wanting to actually open your mouth and start generating the actions correlate with your commitment to be in a romantic relationship. That's what it takes. Action. Action. So I understand I have a caller who has a question for me. So you are on live now. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Who's this? I can hardly hear you. Can you turn your sound up, please?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. This is Pam. Who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Katie. You know what? I'm listening to your show on my computer. So I was like, what she says,
hi,
you have a call.
Welcome. I didn't catch your name.
Oh, it's Katie.
Hi, Katie. This is Pam. So you were listening to my show on your computer.
Yes.
You're laughing at.
I laughed because you said, oh, if you want a new person in your life, go ask people out. And I'm saying to myself, you know, I'm a girl. I wouldn't do that.
I got it. But here's the thing. I can address the embarrassment, like the old fashioned notion, I'm a girl and guys are supposed to ask me out. Okay? I can totally relate to that. Now this is my coaching around that, okay? Guys, okay, will ask you out, but they have to know that the answer will be yes.
Right.
They are unwilling to make that request if they look at you and think the answer will be no.
Mm-hmm.
They want to hear yes. So here's a little something, and I get it completely. If you want to ask guys out, I totally get it. But if you want guys to ask you out, you have to be available, okay? So here's a little technique that I've used with people. It works every time. It's going to be just as embarrassing, and you're going to be giggling just as much, okay? So be ready. Wait for it, okay? It's a homework assignment. And if you try it, like authentically try it, I'm telling you, this is not my first day at the rodeo. It works, okay? From this point, do you have a job, a 9-to-5 job that you go to every day?
I work at a temp job, yes.
Okay, but you leave your house. You're not someone who stays at home. Okay, every day for the next week, every day for the next 2 weeks, when you go out, whether you're on your way to work or on your way to the candy store or whether you're on your way to the gym, wherever you're going, when you're out and about and you see people getting in your car, getting out of your car, walking up to the store, walking out of the store, in the store, you know, grocery line, you see, so are you into men or are you into women?
Oh, I'm into men. I'm into men, yeah.
Okay, I'm like you, I'm into men. All right, so every man that you see for the next 2 weeks who looks you in the eye, that actually you make eye contact with, I don't care what they look like, I don't care how old they are, I don't care how thin they are, I don't care how fat they are, I don't care what they are. They're male, and they look you in the eye, they make eye contact with you. You're going to do this. Two things you're going to do every single time. You're going to wink and smile.
Okay.
You're going to wink and smile every single time, okay? No matter who they are, if they're male and they eye contact, you're going to wink and smile at them, okay? And then something's going to happen when you do that. It works every single time. Suddenly, you're going to start getting big. You're going to people are gonna start asking questions. I know, it's just as giggly as the other thing, but here's the thing. Try it. You're going to wink and smile. Sometimes something else will happen. They'll come up to you and they'll say, baby, baby, baby. You know, they might run over to you. And if they're not interested, keep walking, right? Because what you're doing is you're doing something that is a forgotten art and it is sadly
flirting.
Missing. You're flirting.
Oh, I do. I flirt with everybody. I flirt with children. I flirt with old people.
I flirt with everybody. Young people, no matter who. Because flirting is not an invitation to stomp on you and stalk you and accost you. Flirting is one thing and one thing only. And what it is a neon sign saying, open for business. What flirting is. It's like saying, I'm available. So if you've got something to say, say, I am not unapproachable. I am approachable. Now, the right man who will approach you will ring your bell, and then you'll go further than a wink and a smile. The reason why I say good to everybody is because it takes practice, because you probably haven't been this open before. So if you pick and choose who to flirt with, it's not going to work. It actually is an art form that you have to practice. It's a muscle. So like when you first start working out, you go to the gym and you first start working out, you're sore.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a minute to build up the strength to be able to work until the muscles are no longer sore and you can actually do it without it hurting. Same thing. If you're not somebody who flirts on a regular basis, it's not going to come to you easily. You're actually going to be really weird about it, like a Lucy episode, okay? You got to do it to everybody. I'm telling you, this is coaching. You're either coachable or you're not. Go out and do it. Everybody I've made 3 marriages with this homework assignment, okay?
Really?
Everybody that I've given this assignment to, when they report back, and it's up to you, you can report back, I'm here every Thursday night, you, when they report back, they say, I had a guy, he's gay, who hadn't had a date in years. And he had a date every day, 3 weeks, and he called me and said, how do I turn it off?
Really?
Yes. How do I turn it off? Because I opened him up. He was a neon sign. Okay? And now he's like, it's too much. It's overwhelming. All these guys coming at me. How do I turn it off? Because he did the homework assignment as designed, and what it did was it opened him up. Because I say to you, Katie, that you are no in this arena. And the only reason I say it is not to insult you or make you feel bad. I say you're a no because it's not happening. And when you are yes, it happens. When you are yes, I'm open, I'm available. Come, you know, I might say yes, and I might say no, but you can ask.
You know what? I didn't even call about this, but you know what? This must be what I need. I used to live out of town, right? So out of town, I felt that it was lots of men. It was lots of girls there too, but it was lots of men that I liked. You know, it was a lot of successful, sexy men there, right? So now that I moved, I went to school, I kind of like became this hermit. My body changed a little bit because of the surgery. So I'm like trying to get my shape back, and not because of surgery, because of a health thing I had, but I wound up getting everything removed. So I'm kind of getting my body back, and I'm out, done with school and stuff. But I kept saying, there's no men in this town, or I'm not into the guys here. Like, I like the guys that's out of town. So I kind of think too, and I would say, like, the men here, the ones that are great looking, are successful or whatever it is that I'm attracted to, they got girlfriends. So I'm wondering, is that affecting what I'm meeting? Oh, not that I'm meeting anyone, probably.
No, not at all. I'm going to tell you something, okay, Katie?
Okay.
Men are attracted to women. It's in their design. Women have the belief that they have to be good looking, they have to be thin with big boobs and, you know, a plentiful booty. They have this thought about what they think men want. Okay, and I promise you that when you meet a man, the first thing that occurs to him is you're a woman, and that's good enough for him. He's not, you know, later on, the other things come into play, but their first reaction to you is female, yes, they are a yes, female. You know,
okay.
Look at the people with autism, people who have Down syndrome, people who are handicapped. They get married and have children. Do you feel me?
I'm not used to, I know I look the same and everything, but I'm just not used to the shape. I still have, you know, I'm still sexy and everything, but it's not.
Get that, but let me tell you something. There's a song out.
I'm not used to this.
There's a song out where this girl is saying, I can't think of her name for some reason, but she's saying, it's all about the bass. It's all about the bass.
Oh, you know what? I used to do a dance to that for my friends at school.
Yeah. It's all about the bass. I'm telling you right now. Men they're not as caught up with that as you think. And there are some who are. There are some, you know, if you don't look like a Barbie doll, they don't want nothing to do with you. And let me tell you something, and I'm telling you this from my heart to your ear, never forget it, never forget it. You don't want nothing to do with somebody like that anyway.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Why would you want to date somebody like that? The minute you gain 5 pounds, they're putting you on the curb.
Right. Right, right. That's true. That's true. That's
true. If they're in it for the long haul, a whole lot of things are going to start looking different, okay? 20, 30 years into the relationship, you're going to be dealing with a whole lot of transition, okay? If you can't hang with one, you know what I'm saying? If you're in it for the long haul, you want somebody who's tapped into the relationship. You don't want somebody who's looking at how many inches. Let me get my measuring tape out to make sure it's in the right place at the right time. Tell that dude to step off. because he's got some funny little thing going on. Send him to me, I'll coach him. But you want to know, that's not what you're looking for. That is not who you're looking for. What you're looking for, and you're doing it. I love to share this with women because they get kind of tweaked about the way it should be. You know, when you look at that movie, Gone with the Wind, there's a scene in the movie in the very beginning when Scarlett O'Hara is sitting on her lawn at her house. They were having a party, and there's like six young men surrounding her. And they're arguing and fighting with each other. Who's going to get her punch? Who's going to get her plate? Who's going to, you know, do this for her? Who's going to do that for her? Just giggling and sitting in the middle because they all want her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it should be.
It used to be.
Yeah, it could still be that way because it is the design of it. And though we have come to different directions in life, ultimately, women are the ones who call the shots. You winking and smiling at every man that catches your eye, and I mean if they make eye contact, don't running across the street and leaping over cars trying to flirt with me because that doesn't work. Okay? If they catch your eye, it means they're looking. If they're looking, you're winking and smiling. You're not a slut. You're not saying, oh, you know, meet me in the alley in 10 minutes. That's not what you're doing. You're just letting them know, if there's something you want to say to me, feel free to say it. I'm open to receive your communication. I'm available. It's a flirt. And if they approach you, and as they approach, they come up and you're clear, he's not the one, then you smile gently and you walk away. It's you're not it. You're not it. Have a nice day. And really, when the reason why people start having dates is because they put they unlock the door, open the door, and they're open to receive the possibility of dating, and then dating starts to happen. So my coaching to you is, I get with the giggling and the embarrassment, mm-hmm. but the reality, if you want to be in a relationship, you have to be a yes to relationship and open up your life and take actions inside that commitment, which means flirting and letting people know, hey, I'm on my way to work, but I get off at 6. You've got to be available, okay?
But I have to see. I'm usually only. I have to see a man that I like. But you're saying to do it with anyone.
The reason why.
Just to open it up.
You have to open. If you start picking and choosing, that's still another version of clothes. I promise you, anybody who's listening to me right now will tell you who's been married that when the one drops in your life like a Navy SEAL, he is not what you thought he would be. The one is going to surprise you. And if you're picking and choosing, you're looking specifically for the one, you're not going to find him. And by the way, you've tried. Okay? So instead of focusing on some picture or image you think is the one, just be open to all of them. The one will walk in, and when he does, you may not recognize him at first. So just be open to all of them. And when he finally does appear, and he will, I promise you, you'll be surprised at how different he occurs than what you thought he was going to be. And by the way, he's looking for you too.
Right.
So you're open allows him to find you because he's busily looking and you're not putting yourself out there. How's he going to find you? Do you get that?
Right.
I'm here every Thursday night at 9:00. If you want to have a breakthrough in being a yes to romance, go out and do the homework assignment and then come back here and tell me how it went in 2 weeks. And no matter what happens, do it every day. I promise you'll see results. You're welcome. And thank you for calling in. And don't be afraid to, you know, you can write to me at pamheath@yescoachforyou.com. That's my name, PAMHEATH, at yescoach, the number 4, and the letter U.com. If something happens and you have absolutely no idea what to do, write to me. I'll write you back. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in. We're going to take another caller now. I understand that Nessa's on the line. Are you still there, Nessa?
Yes, it's Nisa.
Nisa, I'm sorry. Now I know how to pronounce your name.
Okay.
It's okay. Hi, Nisa.
Thank you. Hi.
What can I
Thank you
for you?
Taking my call.
You're welcome.
Well, I would like to have a raise at work. I feel like I'm not making the money that, you know, that I would like to make over there, and to manifest that for myself.
Okay, Nisa, how long have you been working there?
Since May.
Since May of this year. And when you
yes.
they hired you, did you have an understanding about how long it would be when there would be a raise in pay?
Yes, in 2 years.
So it's been, what, 6 months?
Yes.
So there's something missing for you that they asked you to wait 2 years and after 6 months you want your raise now. Tell me why you want your raise. I don't have any problem with that. You can have anything you want. You can have anything you want.
Well,
you can
the reason is because I thought I was going to be doing one thing, but I'm doing so many things there, and then I'm being successful at things and accomplishing things back to back, and I feel it deserves a raise.
I see. So what I hear you saying is that when they hired you, they said you would get a raise in 2 years, and then they started giving you more to do than originally was agreed upon. And you have done it.
Yeah.
You've taken on what they gave you. You've done it well. You've been successful, and you feel that even though it's only been 6 months and not 2 years, you are working effectively enough where a raise is something that you feel you deserve. Is that what you're
yeah.
communicating?
Yeah.
Okay. So my coaching to you inside of that is you're absolutely right to be willing to have that conversation with them. So the actions that will be correlate with a yes to your raise would be to actually make sure that in their world, in their relationship to you, they relate to how you're producing results to be as effective and successful as you do. Have you received any kind of evaluation at work? Have they said to you?
In November. November the 22nd, I'm supposed to get my evaluation or something.
Okay.
So that's
well,
a couple of me.
So, Nisa, when they give you your evaluation, is the perfect time for you to be a yes to a raise. And being a yes doesn't necessarily mean that you be belligerent about it or demand it with a frown on your face and your hand in a fist. You know, you can be a yes to your raise by having a conversation just like you had with me. Here are the things that I've done that are above and beyond what I was originally asked to do. And have it listed. Take it with you in a note, you know, like have it listed out with bullet points. I was hired to do X, am now doing this, this, and this, and I have succeeded. And have statistics. Have statistics. Like, before I came, it was like this. 6 months later, it's like that. I've been where you at. You know, I was hired at a job to be an administrative assistant, and within 6 months, the company had grown from 19 employees to 83 employees, and I was the direct result of that growth. And they gave me a raise and a promotion. How I did that is how I focus my energy is on people. Empowering people. And my team grew because we were producing results at such a level we had to hire more people to produce more results.
Wow.
So when I sat and asked for a raise, not only did they give me a raise, Lisa, they gave me a car.
Wow.
Okay. I had a very, very old Saturn, and it was like a jalopy. And they gave me a car so that I can come in to work and leave work. And, you know, I had a commute. I had a two-hour commute. So it was a way of acknowledging, you know, we wish we could give you more, but instead of giving you more, we're going to give you a vehicle that we get you to work better. Do you get that?
Oh, wow. That's so
I'm
amazing.
I'm sharing that with you to not brag, okay? I want you to get that you can have anything you want, but you have to take actions correlate with your commitment, not in anger, not like you shaking your fist. I deserve more money because you've been taking advantage of me. Right. You know, that's not enrolling. That's not something that they might
ask. No, my boss was never telling me you have to do this or you. I did everything, you know, that I thought they wanted me to do. It was just like an understanding, but it wasn't like, you know, develop everything from scratch. We don't have anything here. Create everything and help us get accreditation. It's all on you. And so a lot of pressure and stress and on me to help the program and stuff. It's big responsibility, you know, for their accreditation to get those points straight and functioning well enough for them to, you know, get the accreditation people in and observe and do all those things. It was a high important element, and I fulfilled all the tasks there to have them go, you know, to have them have the appointment for accreditation. But without, you know, all the stuff, it wouldn't work because there needs to be components there that were not there. It does say in my job description, like, for example, job development, but it doesn't say, like, create everything from scratch. There was no jobs, nothing, no connections out in the world, nothing. I had to build everything. And that's not my scope of training. She knew my training was I'm a therapist. I'm not a job developer or a program developer. And so that was the problem, you know. So it's just not my scope of training. But it just didn't say develop everything from scratch. It said, like, develop. I said, like, career job development, but this is not I'm just doing it on a whole nother level. And so that was kind of my concern, like, okay, it says this, but it doesn't say that it's going to take 70 to 80% of my job to do this, you know? And that wasn't kind of said at the interview that this was the main tasks for me. And, so I feel I need to be acknowledged. I need to be in a place where I feel like more acknowledged, you know, I think.
Well, let me ask you this, Nisa. Do you resent having done all this?
Never.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that because it sounds like you do.
Never, never. Never.
My coaching to you, when you are in your evaluation on the 22nd, that you make sure that they're not left with that you resent having to do this stuff, because to be perfectly honest with you, it sounds to me like I'm on the outside looking in. I don't know you, and I don't know what you did. I don't know, you know, any of that. All I know is what you're telling me, okay?
Well,
and it sounds remarkable what you produced. In my world, it sounds like you did an incredible job. But how you're saying it is like resentment. You know, there's something there. Like,
yes, that's how there. I feel.
Right.
Okay, two things. I feel one part is that all the things that I did for those people that actually, you know, never got what God gave them through me, you know, the channel. But the other part of me is like, you know, this isn't justice. This isn't just. There's something not right here. I wasn't told the complete picture, and I don't like that. Dave, you know, they wanted me to do all these things, but they didn't give me the full picture of the job, and here I am, you know. Yeah, so that's kind of is there is a resentment there that I'm aware of, but I don't regret having everything. That's all the beautiful things. There's nothing wrong with what I did, but the fact that this is such a weird, they basically lied about the position, and that I don't necessarily agree with. You know, they would have had to hire two people, and they say they tried to save money by just having somebody like me come in and do it, you know, for free, basically. Because
I understand. But Nisa,
sorry?
I said, I understand what you're saying, but Nisa, you called the yes coach. And I'm only ever going to coach you to be a yes. And as a
yes,
okay, having the resentment over how they presented the job to you is not going to get you the raise. You want the raise?
Okay.
Be a yes. Okay? Here's what's missing. When they hired you, they gave you a very specific job description. But when you got into the job, you saw that it was going to take a lot more than they originally told you to produce the results they expected.
Yes.
I'm going to say something to you that's going to sound a little strange, but I want you to stay with me, okay? Because I'm going to say to you that not everyone who would have accepted that job would have produced the results that they expected, including the extra things that you added.
Yeah.
There are people they would have hired who would have done exactly what they hired them to do and nothing more, and still would be working there 2 years from now.
Yes.
You brought the extra oomph to that job because it is who you are. They lucked out. They hired an incredible person who produced above and beyond their expectations. That means you are a shining star. And they rolled the dice and hired you. So when you operate in the world of they lied to me, that is the world of no. I want you to consider they had no idea who you were. And you came in there like, you know, like a rainbow. Okay? Like that song.
Yeah.
You came like a rainbow. And you took care of business. And they were not expecting a rainbow. They were just hiring some Tom, Dick, or Harry. And they got you. So the reason why you're a... they had no idea they were going to get Wonder Woman. Which is why they told you the job description. But when you put on your braces and your cape and your tights, you saw what it was going to take to do that job, and you rolled up your sleeves. And in 6 months, you produced the results that they thought would take 2 years.
That's right.
And the reason why you want to be a yes is you don't want to go down a tunnel call and you guys suck because you made me do this. Only you could have done it.
Right.
Do you get that? How were they supposed to?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't know anything.
I
mean,
who they were hiring. Do you get that?
Yeah.
They had no idea who they were hiring. Now they know.
Well, I didn't know either who they were hiring.
Exactly.
Either.
So now when you go into your evaluation on the 22nd, you go in there like Wonder Woman, like Diana Prince. You go in there with your cape and your braces and your shield, and you sit down and you say, howdy. You don't go in there resentful because they didn't lie to you. They didn't do anything to you. They hired you.
Right. They never even told me, like, they never even told me, look for jobs, do this, do that. Never.
Exactly.
Not one time.
They had no idea, sweetie. They didn't know who they were hiring. They just had a job to do, and they tried to get somebody to do it, and unbeknownst to them, they got Wonder Woman. So you came in and you got it done. And so you're here to say to them, you had an idea in your head about how this job was going to get done. And you thought it would take 2 years, and it took me 6 months. And here are the results.
But how did it happen? How is this even possible? I don't understand.
Well, that's
how
because
is this?
You don't honor yourself. You don't recognize how powerful you are. You don't
I don't.
You did that. You don't get you did that. You did that.
No,
and the thing
that was
the thing is, I can get it, Miss Zach. I can hear how you looked to see what it would take, did what it would take, all the time looking up going, hey, it would have been nice to get a heads up. If only you told me, I could have researched and been ready for this. But the problem is, Nisa, they didn't know either. You figured it out because you had that capacity. And I want, this is the part you don't get that I want you to get when you leave this call. I want you to get this, that you had the capacity that others did not.
Yeah, my boss, when she hired me, she didn't want anyone else but me. I mean, there were people that were against me in there that don't even know me, and they were like, don't hire her, don't do this. And she was like, no, I want her.
So, Nisa, and I'm going to tell you, to be a yes for your raise, it's going to be necessary for you to ignore the naysayers and the people who are against you.
Yeah.
Okay? Ignore them.
I am.
Yeah. You want to get that for you to have what you want, you have to be a yes. You have to walk in there standing that this is going to go your way. And you have to do it without resentment. You have to take away any thought that you are not the one. You are the one they've been looking for. Isn't it great they didn't have to wait 2 years to find you? Isn't it great that
it's
you could use more self than it's possible? Yes. So you see,
it's amazing. It's amazing. This people that had, I mean, it's amazing what God did for them. It's amazing.
Exactly.
I mean, it's amazing.
And
I just
you
find
want to
it.
Notice the difference between how you're talking now and how you were talking at the top of the call. Like you're going,
yeah. They're two me's. They're two me's. One of them can't take this excitement, this thing. It's just can't take that much, and so it goes back to, I deserve more money. I need to. Where is the money for this? I'm not seeing anything for me, and it's just not a good. Yeah, resentment like that. That seems to be more handleable. And then I feel bad, of course, and then I don't want to feel those feelings or something, you know.
I understand.
Yeah, that's the process. Yeah, there's two things going on.
If you want to take
but
on...
But I think there's a balance. Like you said, you know, I feel that my title needs to change. I told her even that. I said, you know, this title does not really fit into what I do, and she agreed. And she gave me some titles that didn't fit either for me, like a coordinator. And I'm not coordinating with anyone. I'm doing everything myself. So I said to her, it's more like a program developer, you know, program development, what I do. Yeah, and so it's, and she, you know, she knows. So, yeah, I mean, I don't want those kinds of titles that are like coordinating or some kind of I'm not coordinating anything with anyone. I did everything by myself. No one coordinated anything with me. So it's just.
What title do you want?
You know, the title that I would like to have is called, Creative Arts Therapist.
Okay.
That's what I would like. That's my background.
That's the title you request they give you, okay? What I train my clients in is this very important piece. Don't waste time talking about what you don't want. That's a waste of breath.
I mean, I could be called, like, program developer, but I want to stay true to my field, you know?
I invite you to sit down and work it out before you go to them on the 22nd, what you want, what title you want, and propose it.
Oh, yeah.
Versus telling them what you don't want, tell them what you want.
Right.
It sounds to me like you're not quite sure yourself what you want. So sit down.
Well, yeah, I do. Well, I do know what I want to be I want to be that, what I just said. I don't want to be a program developer. Like that title, I didn't study that. I don't want to be that. You know, I want to stay true to my title. But
my request is that you're coachable. Because I just told you, stop worrying about what you don't want.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah,
but
that
no.
would be great. Creative art
yes.
therapist, and that will make me give me more money too, you know.
Write it down.
So.
Creative art, what is it, creative art?
Yeah, it's that. So.
Tell me again. I didn't quite catch it. What's the title?
Just, I don't want to say it again on the, I don't want to say it on the phone again.
Oh,
it's
are
like,
you concerned they're
like,
hearing? You think they're listening
just,
to me now?
Yeah, it's public.
Fine. Well,
it's
okay, don't
public.
Say it to me then, but write it down for you. Write it down in your
yes,
own handwriting
yes.
in ink, okay? Write it down,
okay.
think about it, play with it. When you go to your evaluation, recommend it, propose it. Do not tell them what you don't want. Tell them what you want. Whenever you're
yeah,
making
and I have all the proof. Yeah, I have all the proof as to why I want that, you know?
It doesn't matter why you want it. You want it. You don't have to defend it. This is what I want. If they say to you why, then you can tell them why. But if they don't ask why, don't bother telling them. It's a waste of time. People, you know, when you ask people, let's go to dinner. Where would you like to go eat? They don't want to hear, you know, 50 minutes of why where you don't want to go eat. They just want you to say, Italian. There's a restaurant right down the street.
Yeah.
You know?
Make it
what
simple.
I want this title. This is the title I want. This I would like a raise because here's the reasons why. These are the results I produce. And make a list so that and take it with you so you don't have to do it from memory. And you don't have to stutter or stumble with it. Here's the results I produce. Write them down in your handwriting. I really encourage people are so electronic these days. Everything's digital. But if you want to manifest the yes in your life, use your hand and a pen and write it down. I'm an advocate for blue ink. Okay? Write it down, what your title is, what results you produce, and let them know. Here's what I'd like to do going forward. We talked about when I was hired, you know, a two-year plan. I've produced these results in 6 months. So in order for us to move forward, I'd like a raise, I'd like a new title, and here's my plan for the future. Man, oh, man, you come in there like that, they will empower that. Okay? If you come in there with complaints about how they lie and how things aren't working your way, you know, and
you're not going to do that.
No. They're not interested in that. And then they'll be inside of, do I agree with that or do I not agree with that? And that you don't want people going to, do I agree or do I not agree? That's the thing you want to avoid. Because people, you know, do I not agree? It's 7-11. It's a 50-50 chance they'll choose not. So rather than go in there and looking for their agreement, go in there and propose the way you're going to have it go. 9 times out of 10, it'll go your way. And that's being a yes. And that's what I'm all about, is you being a yes. And I want to acknowledge you and publicly thank you for being, you know, courageous enough to call in and discuss it. You know, did you get value out of the call?
It's
good luck
great
to you.
Talking to you. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And Nisa, good luck to you. If you like, you can call in again in a week or two and let's know how it went. Okay?
Okay.
I'm available.
You
can find me online. I'm the Yes Coach. If you Google the Yes Coach, that's me. My website is Yes Coach for You, Yes Coach, the number 4, and the letter U.com. YesCoachForYou.com. Look for me, and I'll be more than happy to support you. Thank you for coming on the call.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you, yes, coach.
Good night. All right, so that was really great. It was awesome. We had these two fabulous callers who were having questions about how to bring yes to their life and yes to their career and yes to romance. And that's what being a yes is all about. So I am so very happy that we were able to support Nisa, and Katie this evening. And as for you, for those of you listening, I'm here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. If you do listen to my show, be sure to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Clicking that link follow is like clicking like on Facebook. It lets Blog Talk Radio know and us know you want more. Keep tuning in Thursdays at 9 at the Yes Coach. Saying good night. Thank you.